I never planned to tell the story. On the day in 2007, when I fled hell, I made a pact with myself. No one would hear the details of what happened to me during the most grievous 9 months of my life. Not my parents, not my brother, not even my close friends. The den of depravity I had endured was too horrendous, too grisly ever to breathe aloud. Sharing the story would resurrect it, I felt, revive a nightmare I intended to keep buried. And there it lay, entombed for a long while, bathed in darkness, quiet, shame. Until, after nearly a decade underground, it unexpectedly stirred. The story, my horror, isn't one you know. What you've witnessed is the landscape, the sweeping panorama of press reports. In July 2019, billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein was charged with operating one of history's most vast and seamy sexual assault networks. A month later, he was dead, ostensibly because he'd hanged himself in his prison cell. The next summer, Jeffrey's chief accomplice, British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, daughter of the late disgraced media tycoon Robert Maxwell, was taken into custody by the FBI at the New Hampshire house where she'd wrapped her cell phone in tin foil, seemingly to evade detection. Together, she and Jeffrey are accused of recruiting, grooming, and irrevocably damaging at least 100 girls, many of them underage. Those are the facts we've all taken in. My testimony lurks between those headlines, in the spaces surrounding the summaries. It's the close-up lens on a torture no Epstein and Maxwell survivor has ever published. It's the narrative record of what happened in Jeffrey's sprawling Fifth Avenue mansion. On board his Lolita Express, the 727 he used to transport countless girls into Hades. On his paedophile island, the Caribbean hideaway I once risked my life trying to escape. It's the truth about what I experienced at the vile hands of Ghislaine, how she starved and berated and swindled me while demanding I be raped daily. Claims like all others made against her, she categorically denies. That is the appalling chronicle you don't know. The heartache now demanding to be aired. I share it not for voyeurism's sake, but because remedying injustice begins with confronting it. The story, once roused, asked questions most disquieting. How does a 21-year-old college dropout like Jeffrey weasel his way into a job at an elite prep school where his female students, way back in the 1970s, noted his lecherous gaze? How could Jeffrey and Ghislaine operate a rape pyramid scheme for 20-plus years, all as the powerful leaders they hobnobbed with didn't notice, didn't care, or became involved and thus feared retribution? How did an unsuspecting young woman like me, the grandchild of a wealthy British baron who rubbed elbows with Ghislaine's father, become ensnared in this web of perversion? And how can Ghislaine, along with three other women involved in my abuse, now claim to have known nothing about the assaults I actually witnessed them orchestrating? Some of these questions still confound me. All, among others, I'll explore.